delivering Michigan common sense with a big dose of truth and honesty. It is Tuesday here on the Steve Gerber Show. Brother Shane in the studio. We call him Brother Shane because he's, well, my brother Shane. Welcome to it there.
Good morning, Steve.
You know, one of the things we talk about over time, you and I, because we're both gun owners and so forth, is, well, guns, frankly, and gun ownership and hypocrisy. And what I find stunning now is because of the attacks in Paris, you're hearing calls now. It's time to ban all assault weapons because the terrorists used assault weapons in Paris. So let me follow the logic here for the folks. That with terrorists on the loose and terrorist attacks on the rise, now is the time to disarm Americans.
Well, you know, one thing I found interesting for quite a while now is I have some acquaintances who are of the Jewish faith. And Jewish people tend to be very liberal. Not always, but there's a side that they go to. And they've always been against guns. Well, I've asked a number of them, or several of them. I say, hey, you think we should have guns here? What about the state of Israel? Well, that's different. Why is that different? Well, they're under a state of siege all the time. Well, have we looked at Paris lately? It looks like a state of siege to me. But in Israel, it's interesting because the current wave of terror, where Palestinians are stabbing, it's a big thing to go out and stab Israeli citizens. The current wave has taken about 10 lives. That's not as high as been promoted, but that's still more than what should happen. So Benjamin Netanyahu, the Israeli president, made a controversial call and said that all citizens who legally own firearms should bring them to the streets to increase security among the wave of stabbings. And attackers are more likely to die because citizens have armed themselves in recent weeks. Fatalities among Palestinians are more than double that of stabbing victims during the month of October.
Bring the guns to the streets and make it safe for everybody.
Right. And so,
you know, I've advocated the same thing. Of course, I'm called a knuckle dragging, you know, flag waving, you know, extreme neocon, whatever, whatever.
Right. But in Israel, it has proven to be a benefit. Now, would it be a benefit here? I think so.
Well, in some circumstances, certainly. I mean, would it have been a benefit at the Bataclan, you know, in Paris? You know, obviously, if somebody could have, you know, defended the place.
It was a, you know, and when you're in a situation like we take the theaters, sure enough, that when the guy came in and started shooting in Colorado, took everybody by surprise. He got off some rounds.
A lot.
And for somebody to have the wherewithal to take out a concealed weapon and put a stop to it could have been, you know, could have stopped it earlier, obviously.
Clearly, in Colorado, he killed a dozen and wounded many, many more. Now, hold on right there. We got a hotline number call we're going to take real quick. Steve is on the line. Welcome to the program, Steve, on the hotline today.
I hope you and yours have a fabulous Thanksgiving.
Appreciate that. You too, my friend.
Did you see 60 Minutes Sunday night?
No, I did not. Bring us up to speed.
The segment I'm talking about was some police chief or American's top cop or some craziness. She fit the narrative of being like a poster child because of her looks. But the one thing that she said that made absolute total sense was this business of the active shooter, how they have to react. They are telling people to react completely different than what they would have even 3 years ago, as far as to be more proactive and to be aware of your surroundings and all the stuff to go with it. The other part of my comment is that until you guys are able to figure out how we need to get past the brain-dead individuals that say that want to create these no-gun zones that only allows the active shooter to go farther, faster.
And I agree with that. Steve,
and
we need to stop those country zones.
Yeah, until you shake that, you're done. You're there's nothing you can do. And like Larry the Cable Guy says, you can't fix stupid.
Steve, thanks for checking in. You know, the gun-free zones are a big conversation right in Michigan right now with Governor Snyder.
Well, yeah, because he's threatened to veto anything about gun-free zones, schools, et cetera, where you can now legally open carry in a school has been determined. Now, here's a quote. Since we last debated in Las Vegas, nearly 3,000 people have been killed by guns. 200 children have been killed. This is an emergency.
Is that the mayor of Chicago?
No, this is a quote from Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
Since the last debate in Vegas. Now, according to the Gun Violence Archive, there's been 11,485 gun deaths in the U.S. so far this year, which she is claiming 3,000 since they debated in Vegas. It's a little bit inflated. This doesn't fit. But that's what they're throwing out there, are stats that just don't make any sense. Now, that 11,000 and so number of people, about 60% of those are suicides.
Yeah, the majority are suicides. The
majority
correct.
Are suicides. So,
and then the other largest grouping is gangs and drugs. Once you take suicides, gangs, and drugs off the board, there's no violence in America to speak of. The chance of being shot in a random act of violence using a gun in America is minuscule.
It is. And once you take those out, the numbers are very much lower. And assault weapons, they want to ban assault weapons, the amount of ammunition. If the biggest problem with guns is suicides, how many rounds do you need for a suicide?
Well,
okay,
but hopefully one.
Well, yeah, if you need more than one, you probably should do something else.
Figure something.
So banning assault weapons, which is not normally, very rarely, the choice of suicide, and the amount of ammunition has not solved the death problem.
That's exactly right. All right, it is 25 after. What are your thoughts? What are your thoughts now with the state of things in the Americans being warned and the way the warning came from the State Department? It's not just traveling overseas. It's to be vigilant here at home as well. It's to be vigilant here at home as well. The warning is clear. The warning is ominous. The warning is that America, you are a target, and as an American, you are a target. Is now the time really to give up guns or assault weapons or anything else? Not common sense? No, sir. It's the Steve Gerber Show on a Tuesday. We'll be right back.